So our cover story this morning is something of a somber story. We got word a couple of days ago that Weldy Olson had passed away. Well, you talk about a life well lived. Hancock Sports Hall of Fame member. AHA Hall of Fame member. Part of the original Miracle on Ice at the 1960 Winter Olympics. And so we have called on our two favorite hockey folks here locally, Rich Fowler and Cliff Brown, to talk a little bit about their memories and share their remembrances of Weldy. Rich, you actually, I guess, first met Weldy, what, 1990?
Yeah. And the only thing that you missed, and there's a resume in there, but you mentioned FAHA, you mentioned the Olympics, also Michigan State University, Hall of Fame,
right.
Him and his brothers. I mean, but I met him in 1990, actually in this studio. Well, this equipment, the studio was in a different part of the city, but he had two sons in Desert Storm, mm-hmm. and WFIN did some work with Marie Osmond and got to
with Armed Forces Radio, and he sent a message to his kids,
correct?
Yeah.
Well, this is Weldy Olson. Just want to say hello to both Greg and Keith. Hope you're doing well and feeling fine, and we're looking forward to you coming home as soon as possible. And we'll say hello to Scott and Lynn when they come down for Lynn's birthday in a couple of weeks. Take care,
guys. That was the first time I got to meet both he and Helen.
Yeah.
And the part on there that you didn't hear is Helen tried to do a message, and we included it, but her voice cracked a bit.
Yeah.
The cool-ish or more part of the end of that story is their son was a tank commander at the time, mm-hmm. and so that piece was part of a two-hour Marie Osmond Armed Forces Radio special broadcast all over the Middle East for Armed Forces Radio during Desert Storm.
Right.
I got a letter from his son a couple of weeks later because this was 1990, so email didn't exist much.
Yeah.
We're getting letters, right. Exactly. Right. And we sent them all a cassette tape, if you know, we remember what those looked like,
yeah.
A cassette tape of the special. I got a letter from his son back that he was... See, I'm gonna choke a little as I say it because it's special. He was in his tank crossing into enemy territory.
Wow.
When he heard his father's voice.
Right.
And he's like, okay, I know I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah.
And that was kind of Weldy. He was always there for somebody else, whether it was his kids, which he's got a passel of them, and they do a lot for him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's for FAHA, the Findlay Area Hockey Association.
Right.
Whether it was for the Findlay Trojan hockey team. He was always out at the games. He was mm-hmm. a fixture out there.
Yeah.
And he was a good guy. But had fun stories too. We can't tell a lot of them here, but he had fun stories.
what brought Weldy here? Because he's a Michigan native
he was involved in constructing and planning, building ice rinks. And he was in the business to do that. And then he actually became the manager of the Cube. Was HRC back then.
Right.
And he ran the rink. And that's when I first met him because my son started to play hockey mm-hmm. in FAHA, and he was the rink manager. So I got to meet him then and got to see. He's got a little box that he has his silver medal in from 1956
mm-hmm.
Olympics, and then he has his gold medal 1960 Olympics. It's like you said, a lot of people think the first time we won the Olympics was Miracle on Ice, and it isn't.
The 1980 Olympics is the one that everybody
correct.
Remembers.
Yep. Yep.
But 1960 was every bit as impressive a win, because going in, there were a lot of folks who picked the U.S. to actually finish dead last in that tournament.
That's
1960.
Correct. Those guys back in those days played with no helmets. Goalies didn't have helmets.
Yes.
I mean, it was a rough, tough, tough hockey game when they played. And they were also the very first team. Ole was the first team that he was the assistant captain of
mm-hmm.
that went to Russia to play in Russia.
Hmm.
No, they were the very first team to do that. And you know, and he was also assistant captain of the 1960 Olympic team.
What was amazing about the 1960 team is, like 1980, these were not professionals. They were just kind of a ragtag group of
college kids.
College kids.
That's what they were.
They had to beat the Russians, the Soviet Union at that time. The Canadians were also heavily favored.
Oh, sure.
And then the Czechs in the gold medal game. Yep. So that was actually even maybe a more impressive feat, what they did in 1960.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, again, and like Rich said, Welly was so patriotic. I mean, whenever you saw him, he pretty much had his medals somewhere nearby because he wanted people to know, you know, that the USA went in there in that time frame and beat the Russians. And, you know, to travel all across the country back in those days, a hockey team, and the injuries they endured and had to have strange hospitals and people work on them, things that they went through, the stories that Welly would tell you when you'd sit down with him, you just couldn't stop listening to him because his stories were just off the chart.
Just a sidebar, a little bit of trivia. Herb Brooks was actually on that 1960 team.
Yes, he was.
He coached the 1980 team, and he was actually a member of the 1960 team. But Welly was just a tremendous ambassador for the game of hockey.
Oh, absolutely. Well. Yeah. And again, as Rich mentioned, he'd come to our games. And one of the things I decided to do about maybe it was 5-6 years ago is that we surprised him with a Welly Olson day. And we got his whole family to come in here, and we hit him up back in the locker room. And Welly thought he was going out to drop the puck for our first blue goal game. And he walked out on the carpet, and his back was to the locker rooms, and he walked out there to drop the puck. And then the next thing he knew, his son snuck up behind him, and he turned around and he looked at his whole family, and he went, "What are you doing?" And we actually had two medallions that were imprinted onto the ice that shows his silver and gold medals, and they're still there. We still put it on the ice every year.
That's awesome.
To represent Welly Olson. And there's a big picture in the lobby of his Michigan State uniform number 14 that he represented, and he's very proud of being in the Michigan State Hall of Fame as well, as Rich alluded to.